Why is the move to Wyoming?
California's given me all I could take from
it. Just milked it dry.
I've milked it, sucked it, trampled it.
Swallowed it.
Never spit. I got jumped by 5 dudes at once.
It's not very nice gangbang. We don't like that.
Now my fee has gone up for those.
Oh my God. Did you ever do that?
Yeah, for money.
Really?
Yeah. I've been canceled so many times. I'm an internet cockroach. I look back sometimes at my old videos and I'm kind of cringy. I literally came from dirt, so I felt like I had to really let people know.
Bitch, I made it.
So I bought the biggest house in the fucking hill, you know? Getting deep.
We are getting pretty deep. So that was kind of hot.
I think I should do OnlyFans and teach girls how to suck dick.
You would do that?
Yeah, it's time. I've taught y'all how to blend a fucking smoky eye for 10 years, but you hoes ain't sucking right.
Oh, wow. Hi, guys.
Hey, y'all.
I'm a little bit nervous about this one. This is crazy. I never thought you would have come on.
I'm in town, and I'm like, you know what? It's time. Wow. So we met on an airplane.
We did briefly, and I was so nervous.
Yeah.
Huge fan.
Really?
No, I am. Because I swear to God, I remember when you come to Australia, and you were hanging out with Michael Finch, and I was like, damn. I was like, that's crazy. How did you meet Michael?
Just through my Australian retailer.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. That was so fun. That was before pre-COVID. The world was so different.
Years ago,
and it was like, what, 18 and yeah. I went in 18 and 19, and it was crazy.
It must have been crazy because there's not really many like big celebrities back home.
Yeah. So we did several meet and greets there, makeup classes, and it went over so well. I was shook. So
really?
The Australians go so hard for me.
Yeah, no.
It's so cool.
I haven't been home since the show aired, so like,
wow.
So when I go back, it's going to be wild, but I couldn't imagine the reception because I know when like Sophia Richie comes, and like everyone was freaking out
because
there's no real big celebs back there.
Not really, but and they love Americans there.
So what's going on with you? Oh, by the way, if you haven't realized, we have the amazing, the gorgeous Jeffree Star.
Oh, hey guys.
just kicking things off, but you don't live here anymore.
No.
You're
done. I'm currently selling my house.
How much for?
It was $20 million.
Oh.
And but I'm like, I got cocky and I just threw that up there.
Yeah.
So I did lower it a little bit to 18.75.
It's a little bit out of my bracket. Yeah.
But I'm just ready to move on from it. The house was so big and crazy. And it's lonely, you know? It's 25,000 square feet, which is little old me now.
That's huge, especially
it's
in LA.
It's insane. I used to live in a, like, I was homeless, then I lived in a one bedroom for 8 years before all this. So
do you miss the one bedroom?
I don't want to say that and then it manifests back to there. Manageable space is what I needed.
Right.
It was just so big, you know? My dogs loved it. It was a playground.
Yeah.
COVID hit. I was like living in a hotel. Wow. So it was perfect timing, but I was ready to move on.
And why is the move to Wyoming?
Mental peace.
Is it really like
that? Yeah. So I'm from here, right? Huntington Beach, 30 miles, you know, 40 miles down the road. So I think when you have been coming to LA since you're 17, I'm 35 now.
Yeah.
I'm burnt out. I really am. I feel like California's given me all I could take from it.
You just milked it dry.
I've milked it, sucked it, trampled it.
Swallowed it.
Swallowed it. Never spit. And I wanted to change. So I used to do music, right? I used to be a singer before I quit.
Wow.
And started this crazy makeup brand. And I've traveled the world and I've traveled in every state and I love Wyoming.
What is it about
it's peaceful. One day you gotta come visit and film out there. It's so cool. The state is the 9th biggest in America, but we only have 560,000 people in the whole entire state.
Oh, so you're like secluded, you're relaxed.
Yeah, 9 million people in LA County.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
How many people live in California?
Like
too many.
25.
Isn't that insane?
It's the whole of Australia.
We only have like 500,000 people in the whole state. So it's very spread out. And I love it. I really love it.
Do you take the Rolls Royce out there?
Oh, yeah. I have a brown one out there. So the same one, but in brown.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Jeffree pulled up in the most insane Rolls Royce I've ever seen. Like, so my business partner, my roommate, he has a Rolls Royce. So nice. And it's like, as soon as I saw yours, I was like, I've never seen anything like
it. Is it the SUV or what model?
Ghost? It's Cullinan.
Oh, the Cullinan. Yeah.
It's the same, but not
as souped up.
He's got pink carpets.
They fought me on that too.
Really?
Yeah, like that, the pink carpet around the whole seats. They were like, we really don't think we can do it. And I was like, cancel the order then. And they figured it out, baby.
Really?
Thank you, Rolls Royce. I love you.
Wow.
Yeah, it's cool. It's so nuts. From driving like a 1991 Nissan Sentra down the road when I used to do makeup for celebrities to this is just crazy. So
that's
cool.
Yeah, you've had a bit of a crazy come up. What was it like being homeless in LA?
Depressing, but kind of fun because the city's wild.
Really?
Yeah, because I was like 18, 19, and I moved in with this girl. And a month later, she tried to kill herself and had really crazy mental health stuff. And it didn't work out. So a month into moving here, I had nowhere to live. So I was bouncing on couches. I slept in my car in the back seat.
Wow.
I would sleep down the street sometimes from clients. I used to work for Kelly Osbourne right up the street when they were shooting the show.
What?
And I would sleep sometimes down the block, like probably around this area, and on a side street.
How would you shower? Obviously, you can't pull up smelly.
You go, when you go into the celebrity client's house, you use their bathroom and you wash your armpits with their hand soap. That's the fucking gag. Yeah. So you do a little, I call it the whore bath, real quickly before you do the makeup. That's some real shit.
I'm going to come over to your house and be like,
okay.
Be like, how are you smelling my bathroom?
It's crazy. Yeah. And I always was like, fake it till you make it. So I would like wear their clothes sometimes when they weren't home and like take pictures and act like it was like my stuff because I was so poor.
And is that how you started like coming up on social media? Because I know you were quite
fake
big
it
on
you make it.
MySpace.
Yeah. So you look back at my old MySpace photos. I'm like in mansions and Chanel bags and da 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 da. None of that was shit. It was mine.
None of them clocked on?
No, none of that. No. Everyone thought it was just part of the crazy magic.
No, Kelly Osbourne wasn't like, hey, that's my bag.
Mm-mm.
Those are my shoes.
She didn't see it until later. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Did she say anything?
Just stacking content back then.
Yeah.
No, she never knew. Yeah.
What?
Isn't that cool? That's... Now she knows. Hi, Kelly.
Wow. That's fucking bizarre. Isn't that's cool? That's awesome, though. I guess it's like, it got you to where you're at, though. You manifested it. You made it happen.
Mm-hmm.
How did you transition from homeless, faking it till you make it, to actually making it? Like you,
social media just blew up. It was such a cool time.
Yeah.
Like, think about how old you were in 2007.
I can't remember.
Right?
Like, I'm not very good at math. Yeah. I'll have a stroke trying to figure out, trying to run the numbers.
Like, I was like one of the first people to like pioneer like
being
famous on the internet. And I kind of coined that term like internet celebrity back then.
Yeah.
And people were like, what the hell is all this? And MySpace was the number one site in the entire planet. And I was one of the top three.
How did you, like, the biggest thing is I noticed a lot of these TikTokers that have like, oh, maybe like internet celebrities have like a 5-year window.
Yeah.
How do you keep that going? Is it being a little bit controversial or is it being
I think I've always see, I think, and I'm always down to dive into controversies, but I think just being myself back then was controversial.
True.
Like just looking the way I look. Nowadays, you see 18-year-olds on YouTube and on TikTok, everything in full makeup. Like men did not wear makeup when I was a kid.
100%.
Like I came out of high school so fresh, like, who is there anyone that looks like me? And in LA, sometimes punk rock, mohawks, eyeliner, but there was no one really doing what I was doing. Yeah. So back then it was just a whole different thing. So I was just offensive for just looking like myself.
Did you get like confused men that would try and like, I guess like try and project or like get angry at you?
Oh yeah. Like women, men, everyone would try to fight me.
How did you like handle that though?
Aggressively, because I didn't understand it, so I was very angry back then. I'm like at some mental peace right now. It's scary. I didn't know this was possible.
But
like back then, fist fight. I mean, I got jumped by 5 dudes at once at the Whiskey Go-Go down the street, beat my ass in the parking lot. Like,
what?
Yeah. So I never was bullied in high school. It was till later people would fuck with me, but we've come a long way as a society. I think we have a lot of work to do.
How did the 5 dudes start? Like, did they just, like, you look different, and then they come
and they tried to fuck with me, so I tried to fight one of them, and then they all joined in. I'm like, hey, this isn't fair.
Yeah, it's not a very nice gangbang. We don't like that.
No, we don't.
Not a big fan.
No. Now my fee has gone up for those.
Oh, my God. Did you ever do that?
Yeah, for money.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it ever awkward?
Mm-mm.
No?
I'm a Scorpio. I'm so free-spirited, so, yeah.
I guess there's a little bit of excitement in that as well, like going, like, get
but
the job
prostituting
done.
To makeup mogul, who would have thought?
It's nuts, because I went and saw your factory, right? I was saying a little bit before.
Yeah.
It's fucking insane. You must, like...
It's wild, right? Because you see it, you saw it in one of the documentaries, you saw it in me and Shane Dawson's series, but I think until you're in the building, like...
It's bizarre.
You don't fully get the scope of how big it
is. It's huge, like, literally a mogul, like...
It's wild.
A fucking huge mountain of products and stuff like that. And I was talking to the team, I was like... Are you guys like worried that Jeffrey's gonna get like canceled? They're like, no, like that shit thrives. Jeffrey's canceled.
That, I love that.
That's what they literally said. Like,
I mean, look, I've been canceled so many times. I'm an internet cockroach. Yeah. Like, until I think if you let someone cancel you, then you're letting them.
Yeah.
You know? Ooh, I think that the internet got so crazy a few years ago, they acted like me and Shane, like, murdered people. Yeah. Like, it was crazy. It was so bizarre.
People are so sensitive.
Yeah.
Because I was, a lot of my friends would even, on TikTok, would comment something, and then they'll have to, like, defend it for a week. There was one guy that said this girl was hot.
Okay.
And he's like, I'm sorry for, saying that a Latina is hot or something, and then he was like crying. I'm like, bro, just relax. Like, everyone has different tastes.
What is going on in life?
It's so well. What advice would you give? Like, I'm new to this space. Right?
I think that there was a point where everyone let them be treated like that.
Right.
Like, we all let people get so involved where we let them tell us what to do basically and what you can't do and what. No, this is obviously wrong. But it's like, is it?
Yeah.
Like, it's just a crazy world.
Just don't give a fuck. Be that bitch.
Yeah.
Don't worry
about
it.
But if you
people.
Really, but let me say something. If you really do something wrong,
yeah.
Own up to it.
Yeah.
You know, I've always been very honest and very truthful, and I've always said sorry when it's needed and I was actually wrong. I think a lot of these people, they get really big egos, you know?
Yeah.
Because there's no, like, rule book or instructions on how to be famous. You just, shit just happens sometimes, and you're thrown to the wolves, and a lot of people don't know how to react to it, you know? I've been mentally abused for so long online, and I'm just like, I'm so used to it.
Just kinda,
I just don't care.
Now.
Yeah, I've heard every comment in the book that nothing can offend me, you know? Unless you call me lazy. That would offend me.
You must be able to hustle because, like, again, see the factory, and then starting from where you started, like, at what point did it click that you need to be the next or the biggest makeup mogul on the planet?
It was like lightning in a bottle. It happened so fast.
Yeah.
I like started my brand, and then I really dove into YouTube after that because I'm like, yeah, I could be promoting it. And then I saw where the beauty space was going and like all these characters and people thriving in a different way I had never seen before since the MySpace era. So I started. So I had a channel a long time ago with music. I had like 6 videos on it, some silly vlogs, and then it went dead forever. I started with 100,000 people, and then it grew to almost 20 million.
Wow.
In 6 years. So it was so,
that's actually
the growth
crazy.
Was insane.
Yeah.
It was astronomical.
What was your posting schedule like? Was it like once a week?
Oh my God.
Or like every single day?
In 15 and 16, 3 uploads a week.
You're crazy.
Yeah. Because my brand didn't have a lot of SKUs then. There was only a few products, and I dedicated my life to filming, and I showed it all. Every surgery, I showed everything.
Was that hard though? I guess you're open book. You don't need to.
So open. Yeah.
What's going on, you little butterscotch brownies? Today, we're back with our beautiful sponsor, Your Parade. Now,
there's some girls listening to this already wearing Parade, feeling good.
And that's why we love you. That's why you're the best, because Parade takes care of your fanny. It's breathable. It's comfortable.
It's the best.
It's the best.
You hear they're bringing back our favorite collection.
They bring back our favorite collection, the ice cream.
About time you bring it back, Parade. About time.
A seductive ode to our favorite dessert and toppings inspired by waffle cones, velvety hot fudge chip, and the rainbow shades of sorbet.
If you buy this underwear, Harry will personally come to your house and lick this ice cream underwear.
I will lick it all over. You can put it on your ears. You put it on your toes. I will suck.
Send us your address. Harry's buying a flight to your house.
Please. DM us your address.
Dude, they got the delicious sundae-inspired prints, the creamy ice cream, the sexy lick me embroidery. Get out of here. Get out of here.
You're going to be horny.
I'm hungry and horny now.
I'm about to lick someone's undies. If you're wearing your Parade and you pull up to my house, you're getting your asshole licked.
Hell yeah, dude. How are we getting these? How am I going to buy them for my future girlfriend?
Look,
how are girls going to buy them? How are powerful, independent women going to buy them for themselves?
It's so simple.
How?
It's so simple.
Tell me, Harry.
You have no idea, and we have a special for you. So please, all the listeners of this horny little podcast, please go to www.yourparade.com/tapin. You now get 20% off $25 plus orders. It used to be $40 plus, but we brought it down because we love you. And you get free shipping. Again, www.yourparade.com/tapin. That's 20% off your $25 plus orders and free shipping. Go get over there. Go get licked out. Go have a great time. And look, let's be snug. Let's be feeling good. And let's be tasting good.
Yes.
Today's episode is sponsored by our friends at Manscaped, the leaders in below-the-waist grooming. It's back to school time. And we want to make sure you pack the essentials to have the best year yet. The Manscaped 4th Generation Performance Package is just that. Things are opening up. Be ready for whatever that daily schedule of yours is. It's the perfect package for your package and includes the brand new Lawnmower 4.0. Fellas, join the 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com with the code TAPIN. Just think about when you're shaving your face. You don't want to use that same razor on your nuts. We want to keep out, pop a leg up, get that Manscaped back in there, clean your balls, clean your hole, keep that stuff tidy. Because again, you never know, you could find someone who's just magic and just wants to go around and eat your ass. You don't want to be a fucking war zone back there. You want to make sure it's a clean, enjoyable experience for everyone involved. Like sometimes we go back there, it's like a fucking forest fire. We don't want that. We don't want that. Keep it tidy. Look after your nuts. Look after your business. Look after your sausage. And yeah, don't use the face razor for your nuts because that's kind of weird. It's kind of gross. After trimming your pubes and cleaning your holes, show them some love with the Manscaped Liquid formulations, the Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant and the Crop Preserver Ball Toner. They're also here to help you keep tidy, keep you smelling good, feeling right, especially after you do all that stuff. So again, if you want to go over and keep your nuts looking good, keep your business smelling good, smelling great. You know, we want to keep our shit ready, ready to roll, ready to rock at any second. Get that hard cock out. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code TAPIN at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping with code TAPIN at manscaped.com. This year, graduate with a degree and clean balls with Manscaped. Thanks, guys.
Wow. I loved it.
Well, okay, yeah. Speaking about being open. Here yes. We go. Kanye West.
Yeah.
Are you guys fucking?
You know,
what happened? What was I saw all this shit. I was like, wow. Like,
there's a few of his friends with a few hits that have hit it, but not him. Yeah. But I'm really loyal. I don't tell anyone. Yeah, I don't say the names because everyone wants the names, right? Yeah. I don't want to get taken out.
Yeah.
You know, I've had men like, hey, if you tell anyone, like, we're gonna put a hit on you, and I'm like, that's so.
Yeah, like wow.
Oh, really? You want to kill me? Fuck me again? But no, I'm just very like.
Yeah.
We all know if I said the names, it would be number one headlines. Yeah.
We don't need the podcast being that big, just yet.
But I'm not trying to ruin anyone's families, no. And if people don't want to be out, then they don't want to be out about it, you know. But there's a lot of people that are sexually free behind doors. But I think it would help our culture
100%
if grown men and everyone was just more accepting. Like, yeah, we're all kind of freaks, and it's not all about. I don't know.
Yeah, I think honestly that was one of the biggest things that I realized like moving to LA is that people dabble in dick.
Yeah, we do. A lot of people do. A lot of people in entertainment just like to have fun.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes pussy gets boring. You want something else. You know, or you want it all at once.
So you and Kanye West never dated?
No, we lived down the street, or we did. And yeah. I think he lives in Wyoming now. So it was very just about a bunch of weird coincidences.
Right.
He's in Wyoming. I'm in Wyoming. He lives 5 hours away. You know what I mean? But yeah. It sounds good.
Yeah.
It's a good headline. It's funny. And people have linked me to rappers and athletes. So I think it made sense.
Yeah.
But honestly, yeah, I'm not into that. I'm not into short men at all. Like, it's just a turnoff. I'm 6 foot, so if you're not 6'1" or up, I can't do it.
How tall is he? Like 5'10"?
Like 5'10".
Really? No, it has to be shorter.
Really?
I don't know, but it wasn't for me.
Did like Kim or anyone reach out and say, hey, what's going on here? Like, because when I saw that, I was like, he's got an album coming. Yeah. Like right away. I was like, what a good way to get some press.
Oh my God, right. No, he's what?
5'8".
5'8"! Oh. No offense to any short man out there.
No, we love
God bless
short
you,
kings.
But not 5'8".
Not with this dying.
No, yeah, it's just not it. So.
Wow, is it hard for you to date? Like being how big you are and stuff like that?
I don't trust anyone.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you were pretty serious with someone for a while.
Yeah, like 5 years.
That was crazy.
So coming out of such a cool relationship, there was a moment where I just like took like 6 months off.
Did that really fuck you up for a bit?
Yeah, because I was really in love.
Yeah. Oh, there's someone else.
Hey there.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Welcome.
Yeah, it was crazy because my heart was broken, but so I wasn't trying to dive into anyone, but you know.
And then you had another guy not right after.
Yeah,
after.
A little bit after. And he's a little bit taller than you.
He is?
He's 6'6". How tall are you, 6'6"?
6'5".
Yeah, he's
a dick.
He's 6'6".
I hate people telling me. It's my only personality. Just being tall and on tall
hand. Yeah, he's real tall. Oh my lord.
But then what happened there? He kind of fucked you over as well?
Yeah, I think just he was going through a lot of shit. But we recently talked and he said sorry and we're cool.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's
I know no one likes happy endings, but it's cool when a grown ass man can be like, hey, I was wrong here and like sorry. So we're cool.
And then
maybe I'll let him hit it again if he's lucky.
Oh my God. Are you looking for anything now? Or are you just looking to get your cheeks clapped?
I don't know. I might be dabbling into women again. I might want to.
What?
Yeah, really? I may want a few children. So if anyone wants to be a vessel, give me a ring. Yeah.
Really?
No.
No. I'm like, you dabbling in Minge?
I'm down for it. Oh, yeah. I've done it all.
Wow.
I probably haven't had sex with a girl, though, in 5 years.
In 5 years?
Yeah.
You didn't like it?
It's all right. It depends on who.
Right.
You know?
It's just not fun.
I'm a free spirit. I love everyone. Yeah. But I'm not looking for a serious relationship right now at all.
Just being peace of mind. And
yeah.
Have you been like meditating and shit in Miami?
Yeah, in my own way. Absolutely. Yeah. And like being in, I know we're talking about penis and pussy, but
we love it.
When we really get deep, I wake up at like real deep. Like 5 a.m. every morning. I'm out with like my animals. We can talk about my yak ranch in a minute. But it's like I have 7 dogs, 40 yaks. I'm surrounded
40
by
40 yaks?
Yeah. They're so badass, man.
What is your life?
They're so cool. So I live on a ranch now and it's so peaceful to wake up. I'm at the base of Casper Mountain. It's literally just nature. So I'm really at peace and it's cool to like sit and like read a book and like all the animals are just like surrounding you. Hey, Joan of Arc. I don't know. It's really cool. It's different.
So no more Birkins, no more of that lifestyle. You're straight back into like being nature, being free.
I know that's so shocking, but like I was using also shopping a lot as like a vice, as depression, you know, and it gets boring, you know?
Yeah,
it does.
It's honestly,
but I love fashion. Hello. Like I love fashion. I love makeup. This is always going to be me, but I'm not like obsessively like I need the biggest Birkin collection in America.
You're over it.
Yeah. I look back sometimes at my old videos and I'm kind of cringy.
Yeah.
At like how much I projected, but I literally came from dirt, so I felt like I had to like really let people know.
Yeah,
bitch, I made it. So I bought the biggest house in the fucking hill, you know. But it's like, I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like that's a part of like growth though as well, because you look at like these again, like people coming up and just new to money. Like when I kind of got money after the show, first thing I did is I bought an Iced Out watch, and I was like,
right. And imagine if you invested that and you 10 times your worth.
That's not, if I put it in Bitcoin or I put it in anything, it would have been so much better. And I'm sitting there like, because I remember I made a rule to myself first, like when I moved to LA, I'm not going to spend any money on jewelry. And then I go to the club and then I'm like, oh my God, he looks rich.
And you can get influenced by people, but most of the city is living in a lie. I think you know that. They're living on a lease.
Literally, it's crazy.
And that's not bad. People tried to drag me really early on in the year from an old clip. You know how people like to copy and paste shit?
Yeah.
And my advice is everyone has to rent. Hello, I rented an apartment for 10 years.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, if you are an influencer and you're making more money, you should invest and like get property, get things that are actually going to matter, you know?
Yeah.
So,
was that kind of the first thing you started spending money on, was like jewelry and shit? And then you're like,
no.
You know, you got property?
I'm so good at like, I want to do business advice for people one day, because I can give you the blueprint of actually how to save and actually make money. So when I started, right, and I sold my first few million in cosmetics, I put it right back in. Like more products, more SKUs, more colors. Let's amplify this instead of like, well, let me go get a car and a jewelry. But just because you have a million doesn't mean you're a millionaire.
Yeah.
That goes quick. Taxes, everything. You know what I mean? So until you can actually afford it, don't buy it. But that's so hard to say when the glitz and glamour are around you and all your friends have watches and they're buying other fake watches. I've seen some of your friends wear a lot of fake jewelry.
A lot of them do.
Or it's remade. Fake Cartier.
Oh, shit. You're really coming for everyone on TikTok community.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
Right? But it's all an illusion. So then it's like they're projecting onto other people, you need the flashy jewelry and you need this because this means you made it. This watch does not mean you're successful. It doesn't, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it is played like
we're getting deep.
We are getting pretty deep. I like it.
Oh, wow. You know?
You should do ASMR.
I love doing ASMR.
That was kind of hot.
I love ASMR. I think my next phase is like, I've taught makeup for so long.
Yeah.
Like, I think I should do OnlyFans and teach girls how to suck dick, because there's a lot of girls out there.
You would do that?
Yeah, it's time.
Really?
It's time.
We're going to level
every
up.
Every guy that I talk to, the bitch ain't sucking right, so I got to step in and let's go. So,
how do you do it? What's the secret?
Let's call OnlyFans. Let's sign the deal. Do we have a model?
Would you actually go on OnlyFans and just be like, this is how we suck?
I think so. It's time, right? Like, I've taught y'all how to blend a fucking smoky eye for 10 years, but you hoes ain't sucking right. So I think it's like, here's how to blend an eye, here's how to deep throat, figure it out. And if you get married,
should be like one video.
Yeah, put me in the will.
I feel like OnlyFans would throw some hectic cash at you for that.
OnlyFans, call me.
I can't believe it. You actually would?
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Wait, have you ever thought about doing your own like subscription website, like outside of OnlyFans or like a YouTube premium or any of that shit?
No. When you go outside of things like that, you got to stick with what is known, right? Like everyone, you know, for years, we have to make something better than YouTube. YouTube ain't going anywhere.
Yeah.
It may fluctuate, right? I think a lot of, including myself, beauty has changed a lot. The drama really killed it.
Yeah.
No one's getting 10 million views on YouTube anymore. You know what I mean? No one. It's wild, right? Times have changed.
Yeah.
But YouTube will always be here. So I've been asked, you should go start another type of video site.
Nah.
It's not happening.
Yeah. And I also feel like if you put your energy into something that you're not really like passionate about, like you obviously know what your craft is and you love that shit. But you haven't posted in 2 months now. You just said.
Isn't it wild? After 6 years, yeah.
So what's going on?
Well, I wanted to just find out what I wanted to do next. I think that I've reviewed... I mean, makeup for so long, right?
Yeah.
Hundreds and hundreds of videos. So, like, what is the next phase of my channel? That's my next phase. So, oral classes, but also like filming more behind the scenes because people love the business side of my documentary so much. And I didn't showcase it enough after.
Yeah.
So, it's like makeup mogul, rancher, hooker, you know, you got to like intertwine them all.
Shine it all, yeah.
Yeah.
Why you got 40 yaks? Are you starting a yak farm?
I have a yak ranch, yeah. The Star Yak Ranch is here. I love yaks so much. They're really cool animals, and they're beautiful.
Is that like a big llama?
Where's my phone? We gotta.
You're shearing them?
So you actually brush them. You don't shear yaks, and you save their fiber, and you can make clothes, hats. I bet you some suits you have that has yak and cashmere mixed. Assuming you have a bunch of tuxedos.
Nah, that sounds very very expensive.
That's a yak. They're amazing. They eat a third of what a cow eats. They're really docile. They can learn their name. You can train them. They take treats. Like, they're so cool.
And they're little?
They're big.
They're big?
Some of the girls are like, heifers, like 600 pounds. The bulls, the big ones, can get up to 1,800 pounds. Isn't that crazy?
They're cool.
Yeah, they're really awesome. And they're really majestic. They come from Tibet. They're really magical. They're spiritual creatures.
Wow.
And I'm obsessed.
So you just sit there and like hang out with them?
A lot of the time, yeah. We're just chilling. Hi.
Wow, that's like, cool. How did you find a yak? You're like, you know,
just being out in Wyoming.
They're just everywhere.
Yeah, it was kind of. And I was like, I want to put animals on my ranch, but I don't want cows. Like, I like horses. They're beautiful, but I didn't want horses. And I discovered them, and they're so cool.
And are you going to have any other animals?
No. Maybe like 3 husbands.
Yeah.
But just animals.
Yeah.
No, I don't want anything else. Pomeranians and yaks only.
How many Pomeranians do you have? So like
7. Yeah, so we have like 90 guns out there, firearms, 40 yaks.
Are you shooting shit?
Look at my trigger finger. Desert Eagle. I'm a marksman.
Really?
I don't just put on lipstick. Yeah, I'm a really good shot.
Jesus fucking Christ. Yeah. What's going on?
Like, I love long range shooting. I love target practice. I'm so good at it. Yeah.
Who else lives out in Wyoming with you?
We have not a lot of people. There's a few ranchers that live with me.
Yeah.
My best friend of 20 years moved out there recently.
Wow.
And we're having a ball.
And you flying guys in, clapping their cheeks?
Oh my God. Clapped? Or flying back here and calling up the number one R&B singer a few years ago and just say, hey, what's that, fool?
I love how you added it a few years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you like that? Not currently. Yeah, not 21. Not 21. So there's some cool ranchers out there.
Really?
That are nice and hung. Yeah. But
yeah, you ride their horse over and just dip on in. Get in those cheeks.
I love that ranch dick.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Really?
It's nice. Yeah.
So you go out there with the yaks and like bend over a fence?
No. Indoors only.
You don't want them
to
see.
And my dogs can't ever be in the room.
Really?
It's like your kids watching. That's awful. So if y'all letting your animals watch you fuck, you need Jesus. Thank you.
Fuck.
You need Jesus.
Yeah, I do. Well, sometimes Bruce's bed's down there, and I'm like, you know what, Bruce? I'm just in the heat of it. I'm in the thick of it.
You
can watch.
I get it.
It's a little bit weird, but he's usually asleep. It's usually over in a couple
minutes.
As long
as you don't take the plan Bs, keep it pushing.
So, hooker life. What was that like? Was it
beautiful?
Weird?
So I'm writing an autobiography right now that will come out next year, and I really dive in about all that.
Yeah.
A lot of craziness. But I was a makeup artist, but that wasn't making enough money for me. Especially right. back then, right? Money in 2006 was a lot. It was a little different than now.
Yeah.
And I just wasn't making enough for... I mean, California's expensive.
So expensive.
It's one of the... Right?
It's fucking
California,
crazy.
California, New York, the most expensive states to me. The taxes are astronomical.
Stupid.
The gas prices is... Oh, my God. I went to Beverly Hills. The gas is insane.
Nuts.
It's really sad. So I wanted to... Like we talked about earlier, keep up with other people's lifestyles and make more money and have that perception that I'm the shit.
Yeah.
So somehow I got dove into a world of sex and money.
Did someone like, did you have a friend that's like, come over here, suck a dick, here's some money?
No, but she told me like, I used to do makeup for porn. So that was like the gateway of someone telling me, hey, like there's a lot of guys that love people that look like you. And I was like, great, what's their number? So like, I'm poor. So at like 1 to 2 started into like 5 years of back of on and off, just like.
Really? Yeah,
lawyers, doctors, just people that were into fun, weird shit.
What's the weirdest shit that's happened? Oh, that you had to do to someone?
Oh my God. Yeah, we're here. Let's talk about it. Well, see, this isn't even, I didn't have to do anything sexually. I had to be in the corner with a mirror, go from bareface to apply my makeup, and he just wanted to watch. So that was easy because you don't have to do anything.
So it's like a tutorial.
Exactly. Or people like weird shit. Like one guy wanted me to throw apples at his beehole, and I was just like,
an apple?
I'll take the rent check. Yeah. Like apples. He liked to be thrown at him while he was jacking off. Yeah, whoever you are, you're a silly boy.
What?
Yeah, he had gray hair, though. He'd probably done it all, you know?
So he was just in a corner jacking off, and you're just like, apple.
Yeah. It sounds was so it, stupid.
Was it weird? Did you hit him in the dick?
No. Balls once. Yeah.
Was it bizarre? Was he moaning and yelling at you? I'm so...
Let me
confused.
Call him. No, I'm this is so long ago. Imagine. We had like T-Mobile Sidekicks. You were probably a little too young for those.
T-Mobile Sidekick?
Yeah, Sidekick. You didn't have that.
Like a little flip phone?
Yeah. No, it's like a... It's like you know what a Sidekick is.
Oh, yeah.
The old days.
Yeah, I had them.
It was like you could text quicker than ever.
Yeah. Damn. That's funny. So was that also the only thing that happened? Like the Apple thing?
Yeah.
5 years is hectic. You didn't want to like... There wasn't any moments where you're like, actually, I don't do this anymore. Or you're just like, the money's great. And honestly, it is surprising.
I never hated it. I'm never going to lie. I'm like, oh my God, I was so awful. I wish I didn't have to do it. I'm just such a free spirit and like a sexual being. I didn't care.
Yeah.
It was like easy.
Damn. Because it's actually crazy how many influencers, Instagram models do it in the city.
Yeah.
Two of the biggest thing that I realized coming here. People dabble in dick and Instagram models fuck for cash.
Yes.
Which isn't bad.
And I guess when you live in smaller states, even like Wyoming or Nebraska or other places, like they don't fully grasp that and they're not around any of this. Yeah. So like you tell this story to someone over there and they're like, they can't fathom it.
No, because I'm from a little country town back in Australia. Like,
so you've seen a lot already.
Mind blowing. I come here and I hear stories about this rapper, I hear stories about this guy. And I'm like,
with me, I know. Yeah.
I'm like, that's why we're here. But I was like, this is my, because it.
Yeah, and I'm so jaded and used to it. It's like so, not boring. It's just kind of like, that's just how it is around here, you know?
Yeah, so you don't raise your kids here?
No.
No. What are you looking for a baby mama?
I have someone in mind, my old, someone I used to know.
Really?
No, I really don't want kids. I'm just being silly.
Really?
If I ever really feel like it, I would love to adopt or maybe one of my best friends wants to get pregnant. A few of them have offered.
Really?
Yeah, I think I have good genetics.
Yeah, you do. I see it.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
Back to business.
Yes.
So how many employees do you have?
Okay.
And how did you manage kind of getting it all started? Did someone approach you or you were just like, I'm going to do it and then jump into YouTube?
Yeah, it's so wild. I started Jeffree Star Cosmetics with only 3 lipsticks, right? And then when they sold out, I was so shocked by it because I had just quit music and I was on the Vans Warped Tour actually selling t-shirts and stuff and like whoring myself out and just meeting fans all day. Like so business-wise, casual. Not sexual. I would be out there all day.
Oh, I was like,
whoring.
You're on tour just
we did that a few times, but definitely there for the business. And like, we sold merch. Like I really, you know,
wow.
I sold some merch. So when I started the brand, I'm like, why would I want to pay someone to ship for me when I could just make money off my own shipment? So me and some friends created Killer Merch.
Which I was with for a little bit.
Yeah.
Then I wasn't really selling too much. So
you can come back anytime. But yeah, so I just always knew like what the next step was and how to utilize it.
Wow. And then at that point, did you fully just stop sucking dick for cash and like doing that other stuff? Yeah. You're just like, I'm gonna double down on this.
Yeah. Now people pay me.
Yeah. Have you had offers where people?
Yeah.
Really?
Isn't that cool? Yeah.
No, it's because I know
it's so humbling.
No, it's awesome. Like, hey, I haven't had an offer yet.
What?
I know. I'm trying to like, I'm waiting for my Dubai prince to be like, hey, we'll give you $100K.
Oh, yeah.
Well, actually, probably a little bit more than that.
Maybe a little more.
It's a bit cheap.
With travel. Don't dumb yourself down, okay? I charge like $10,000 a stroke. You feel me? I want that Emirates flight in this thing.
Uh-huh. So how many employees have you got? Sorry. I'm trying to be professional.
You like 150.
150 employees?
We went from 3 employees to 150.
Are you going to take the company public?
I don't know. Not right now. No.
No?
I love having full control and doing me and like,
What do you see the next steps for it?
Ooh, that's a good question. I want to like, I don't know if I will always want to be a boss of all that type of stuff.
Yeah, be a little bit submissive sometimes.
Yeah, maybe. Oh my God, I can't.
You like to be thrown around.
Yeah. All
right, I get it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Bye. Basketball players, hockey players.
Anyone athletic?
Olympian, gold medalist. Ooh, I got fucked by Olympian once.
How was that?
His gold medal was sick. This is a long time ago. Don't try to Google it.
Was he dangling it on your face?
No, he put it around his dick. Come on, think bigger.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, I'm sucking it. The medal's hanging. Come on.
Wow.
This is good OnlyFans content. Let me write this down.
Did you dribble in it?
I can't with you. Oh my God. Yeah, 150 employees.
Business.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Business is good.
Would you release sex toys? That's a big industry.
No, sex tapes only. Yeah.
Have you got any?
I've asked about, Jeffrey, you want to do a dildo line? I'm like, that's not for me. Like, no. I love makeup and beauty and that type of stuff so much. I'm not trying to do all that right now. Sit on one of my lipsticks if you really need to, but girl, I ain't making no damn dildos, okay? That lane is good. You feel me?
And also, how do you manage what you got to release?
Like, as far as what, cosmetics?
Yeah, like how does it go? Is it very seasonal, or is it like we're releasing this week, or is it monthly? Like, how do you go about
makeup? Makeup takes a while to make. Right. So it's like, let's say me and you have come up with an idea. It could take up to a year for it to come out.
Wow.
Yeah, because it's just the manufacturing, the packaging, the ingredients, the approvals. There's a lot into it. So when someone just goes to a store and buys a lip gloss, they don't think like, oh wow, so much went into this one little item, you know?
Damn.
So it takes a while. So right now I'm about to finish the end of 2022. But if you're like a corporate brand, you should already have 2-3 years ahead. But how do you know it's going to be hot, trending? You don't.
You don't.
So a lot of these companies, I think I feel bad for them that they can't be on the more of the cutting edge.
Yeah.
You know, not to toot my own horn, but it's cool to kind of have my own schedule.
Yeah.
When I want summer to come out, summer's going to come out, whether it's June, July, or August. Wow. Where everyone else is like already, you know,
that's sick. That's wild.
It's cool. It's a blessing. So,
what's been
oh
like?
Oh boy.
I'm not saying it. I'll try to keep it PG. What's been like the biggest thing about keeping like a loyal fan base?
Ooh.
Especially through all like the
consistency.
Yeah.
You know, so even when so many people were trying to cancel me and there was so much drama a few years ago, it's like at the end of the day, I make a great product and I really stand by it. And I think consistent, great formulas, always knowing like Jeffrey's going to deliver every time, mostly because everyone fucks up. So it's been cool to, you know, give people the best quality makeup for not, you know, an astronomical price.
And how do you survive being canceled? How do I survive it?
It depends what it is. Like, what did I do so wrong? I said some dumb shit when I was young and everyone spiraled it into this, like, I'm the devil.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the beauty community, it was wild.
Yeah.
And bizarre. It's
well, is it hard for you to, like, collab with other influencers? Because I didn't, also, another thing about LA, didn't realize how clicky people are. Like, they literally, if they see you on, like, some sort of level, it's either people, like, judge you on, like, levels, right?
It's wild.
And, like, I hang out with people if they're good people, and I enjoy
it.
Like,
and
their energy.
And meet people with your own experience. You know what I mean? I think a lot of people...
Someone a little bit slutty.
Here. Yeah. That's why Jesus put us together. but I just think that everyone... I don't know. There's a lot of thoughts.
Yeah. Well, you'd have to.
But I've survived it all.
You have. And yeah, you're thriving.
You gotta persevere. Like, I sit at home, like, okay... I made amends with myself. I had to really work on me. And there was a lot of shit I said and things I shouldn't have said before. And I've, you know, I don't know why I should disappear forever.
Yeah.
So I just kept on pushing and here we are.
Do you think that you're going to ever retire from YouTube or just keep thriving?
Good question. I can't imagine doing it forever. Yeah. I hate when people say, like, no, when they know they're going to. And not everyone's going to do it forever, right? There has to come to a point where if it's not inspiring anymore. So I took 2 months off. It wasn't inspired. Right. You know, but so now I'm back and I've been doing some cool shit.
You're ready.
Yeah.
You're horny.
I'm ready.
When's the video come out?
Well, this Friday.
This Friday.
We have a new...
Oh, wait, this will be out on Tuesday, so we missed it.
Yeah. Go give it a whirl.
Yeah. I don't like how numbers going to...
Like, I'm dabbling into like makeup, but all makeup stuff and reviewing and doing crazy things, but also really lifestyle stuff. Like, you're seeing me in blue jeans and flannel, and I'm like going on a Colorado road trip to go talk to a 70-year-old about ranching and crazy shit, and then... I'm back in Idaho making my mascara, and you know, so it's very like ranch makeup mogul and all the craziness in between.
I like it.
Yeah.
And what
That's
was
my next phase?
To before I forget, because I want to ask you about this. What the fuck happened with the car crash? How did that go about? Because I remember I saw you on the plane, and you're like, oh, my back sore. I was like, oh, got a big dick.
No, someone broke my back. No, I flipped my Rolls Royce. I really did.
Yeah, you're just too rich. You're like, you know what? Fuck this one.
I want another one. I think that was my Wyoming initiation.
Yeah.
That's what I call it. No, but me and one of my best friends, Daniel, we were in the car. We were going 40 miles an hour. People think there's like I'm lying, or there's like a crazier story. I wish. And there was black ice. Not this type of ice. The black ice is clear on the asphalt. And I was just humming along the highway, and I hit it, and it made me go down the snowbank, and I flipped and flipped. And if I was in like a smaller car, I wouldn't be here, and I'd be a meme and be dead, and everyone would love that. But I'm so morbid. But we survived, and the car really saved us. It's built on, you know, titanium, on steel instead of all aluminum. So the car saved my life.
Shout out Rolls Royce.
Thanks, girl.
Wow. So. Did you have like a new lease on life after that? Were you just like, cool? Like, is that when you took your break after that?
A little bit after that, yeah. But the problem with YouTube and the internet is like people almost make you feel sometimes like, well, we need to know everything, or we need to know what's going on. Yeah. So you almost feel like you're obligated to upload and talk about it, which is what I did. Like looking back, I'm like, oh my God, Jeffrey, you literally went to the car crash 2 days after. I went to the tow yard and I filmed myself seeing my crashed car. Like, obviously that's not normal. Normal people don't do that. But I'm so used to filming every aspect of my life. It's so normal. Me sobbing in my car that I just flipped and I'm literally traumatized and I'm like remembering it in my head. Why was I filming myself?
Yeah.
Because that's what we do. That's my life.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's crazy.
What was it like having a broken back? Has no one ever given you one of those before?
No.
No one's ever blown your back out properly?
Not that bad. Like maybe cracked one vertebrae, but not three. You know what I mean? Like,
did you have to learn to walk again? No.
No.
It was chill.
Thank God. But my back was really messed up. It really was. You know, it was like a night of 10 glory holes. And it was just like, it was awful. But I couldn't get out of bed for like a month. My assistant had to pull me out of bed every morning. It was excruciating.
Wow. So. Damn. All right. Well, anything you want to talk about?
If you're out there, please shave your balls. I'm tired of sucking on hair. What about you?
I shave my balls.
Thank God.
I shave the whole shebang.
That's why I came here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I actually trimmed the top, though.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
good.
Keep it like well taken care of.
We're sick. What is the normal episode length around these parts?
We're usually like 55 minutes. We usually like try and wrap up before an hour.
I love it.
So, my loves,
come on, lighting.
My little butterscotch brownies. I just want to say thank you so much for tuning in. This was a very fun episode.
This was a really fun journey.
with the number one, the best.
I'm like wetter than a lake right now.
Wow.
After all this talk.
Damn. Oh, wow. Okay, thank you. thank you
guys so much for tuning in.
Oh, is there anything you want to plug? Even though it probably doesn't help you at all.
Oh,
you're
stop.
Already huge.
No, but I mean, Jeffree Star Cosmetics, she's here. She's thriving. We have a lot of new collections
coming
out.
Sit on a lipstick.
Sit on it, baby. We have the Pricked collection dropping September 24th. Oh. We have Jeffree Star Skin launching in November.
Really?
And my OnlyFans.
Coming
maybe
whenever.
One day.
OnlyFans, send
literally
the bag.
Literally coming
send the bag.
Soon.
Mm,
cheers.
Nice.
Oh, I love that.
You sounded so good at that.